All right, here we've got one of my light ray pictures where you can see a source of light, in this case the sun, and you see these rays of light emanating from it. I'm not sure why, but I really like these. And to get them, it's pretty simple. Just close down your aperture as small as it'll go, or at least like f16 or smaller. Point your camera at a light source, not directly, but maybe off to the side a little bit, and watch the magic happen. It's pretty cool if you haven't tried it before. And if your camera has manual controls or you can go into aperture priority, just give it a shot and try it and see what happens. In this particular photo, I was walking across campus for a meeting and I almost didn't bring my camera. But as I was walking out the door of my office, I figured, well, why not? So I grabbed it and I saw, as I'm walking across campus, I didn't even see this building. It's our student union and I see it every day, but I didn't notice the building first. I noticed its shadow first, and it was casting this super long shadow over the lawn of the library. And I used the shadow to find a good place to stand. So I knew right away that I wanted to get a picture of the starburst as the sun was poking out from behind the tower there. And I didn't want to stare at the sun and kind of move around until I found a good spot to stand. Instead, I looked at the shadow and placed myself accordingly, and then turned around and snapped a picture of the sun. I think it took three tries. The first two, the sun was a little higher up, and the third one, it was right there. And I moved myself so that the sun would come right at the intersection of the tower and roof. And I only took one picture once I was in the right spot. I just took one picture, and that was it. A year or two ago, I would have spent like half an hour snapping dozens of pictures and then going back and spending time painstakingly looking through each one to find an image that would somehow reach metaphysical perfection. And as we say here in Oklahoma, ain't nobody got time for that. My advice to you as a photographer is to trust your instincts. Some would say trust the fungus. And know your camera. Know what you can do, and just take your picture. So what if it's not the pinnacle of photography? You know what? Life isn't perfect either. You'll notice in this picture, the tower's leaning off to the left a little bit. My camera wasn't perfectly straight, and I didn't fix that in post because I didn't want a picture that was technically perfect. I wanted just a little bit of that imperfection that we see in real life, and If you spend so much time trying to get the perfect picture, you're going to miss other things. You're going to miss other opportunities to just live your life. So that's one lesson, one takeaway from this. But with that being said, I also have to confess that I did a bit more photoshopping on this picture than I usually do because the original wasn't as good as I wanted it to be. If you go to the blog, you can click a link and see the original, and there's two major elements from the final version that are missing that were there in the original. So in the original, there was a bunch of dust spots from the camera lens, and there was also a contrail in the sky from a passing airplane. And along with a few other colorization adjustments in Lightroom, I removed all those dust spots in that contrail. So why did I do that? If here I'm talking about how you shouldn't strive for perfection, why did I edit the photo to make it more perfect? Well, two reasons. For one, the dust spots weren't present in the sky. They're just imperfections on the front of my camera. I've got a little filter, a screw-on filter on the front of the camera just as a protective element against the lens. And when you stand there in the middle of the library lawn and look up at this building at the student union, you don't see dust spots. So that was just something that it was an imperfection in my camera that didn't represent real life. So I figured I might as well take them out because I just didn't like them. Also, the contrail, to be honest, it was just a little distracting. I just happened to snap this picture when it was there, but there's plenty of times when it's not there. So I figured it wouldn't really hurt to just remove the contrail and get the photo how I wanted it to look, which you could do at virtually any time of the day. We don't get much air traffic in here in this town, so it's a little, I wouldn't say ironic, but you don't always get the contrails in the sky when you point your camera up to the sky, so I figured it wouldn't hurt to remove it. But you can call this cheating, but it's up to you to find your boundaries, and that sort of leads into the lesson / discussion if you want to go to the website and post a comment on this, where if you're going to Photoshop your pictures, do so carefully and intentionally. In general, I would say learn photography, not Photoshop, but use it as a tool in case you need it. And as far as the boundaries of what's acceptable in terms of image editing or altering and what's not acceptable, that's sort of a line that you have to figure out for yourself. And I'm interested to hear your thoughts if you want to go to the website and leave a comment about it.